Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there. Welcome back to Project Loving Myself, where we're all about helping you live your best life. Today, we're talking about something super important: how to tackle challenges so you can stop drowning in your problems and start moving towards solutions. And guess what? It's all about changing the way you think. You see, our mindset, the way we think about things, plays a huge role in how we approach life. It affects our attitudes, our behaviors, and ultimately our outcomes. When we're faced with challenges or obstacles, it's easy to get stuck focusing on the problem. But by shifting our mindset, we can turn those challenges into opportunities for growth and transformation. We can conquer any mental blocks getting in our way, and we can march on forward instead of sinking into a dark place. Think about it like this. Imagine you're wearing a pair of glasses. These glasses color everything you see, influencing how you perceive the world around you. Well, your mindset works in much the same way. It shapes your perception of reality, influencing how you interpret events, handle challenges, and even interact with others. But here's the thing. Mindset isn't fixed or static. It's something that can be shifted, redirected, and transformed. And when we learn how to shift our mindset, we unlock the ability to completely reshape our lives. So why does mindset matter? Well, simply put, because it influences everything we do. Our mindset determines whether we see challenges as obstacles or opportunities, whether we approach life with optimism or pessimism, whether we believe in our own potential or doubt ourselves at every turn. And here's the really exciting part. By consciously shifting our mindset, we can change the way we show up in the world. We can choose to adopt a growth mindset, where challenges are seen as opportunities for learning and personal growth. We can cultivate a positive mindset, where we focus on the good in every situation and approach life seeing the glass half full instead of half empty all the time. But mindset shifts aren't just about thinking positively or repeating affirmations. They're about deep, fundamental changes in the way we perceive ourselves and the world around us. They're really about rewiring our brains, breaking free from limiting beliefs, and stepping into our power with confidence and conviction. So in today's episode, we'll explore 5 powerful questions that will help you shift your mindset from focusing on problems to discovering solutions. These are the exact same questions that I use with my clients in our healing and coaching sessions together. You'll learn how to go in with curiosity and ask yourself these questions whenever you feel stuck, so you can step out of the chaos and start creating positive changes in your life. Are you ready to shift your mindset, empower your journey, and unlock your full potential to rock your life? If so, then let's discover the 5 powerful questions that can help you make the most important mindset shifts you need to become the captain of your ship, completely empowered to live life on your own terms. Sounds like a plan? Now let's get started with the first question, embracing growth opportunities. Does it sometimes feel like life keeps throwing curveballs your way? Well, instead of seeing them as obstacles, try looking at them as opportunities for personal growth. When you ask yourself, what opportunity for personal growth is this challenging situation presenting me with? You're shifting your perspective from seeing problems to finding solutions. It's like looking for the silver lining in every dark cloud, focusing on the positive aspects of even the toughest situations. By embracing these growth opportunities, you're not only becoming stronger and wiser, but also empowering yourself to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Plus, asking yourself this question helps you move away from feeling like a victim and instead focus on what you can learn or the good qualities you can gain from tough times. It's kind of like how a sword gets stronger when it's forged in fire. We too can become stronger and develop some pretty valuable traits when we face challenges. When I embraced this mindset, I started looking at life like a game, almost like a video game like Super Mario Brothers. And there I was, Mario, trying to grab all the coins, jump over all the obstacles, and get to the finish line. It kind of made everything fun and interesting, and I started looking at these different obstacles in my way as almost gifts, gifts that allowed me to learn things that would build the skills that I needed to achieve my goals, to get to where I wanted to go. And I would feel like the universe was conspiring me to give me exactly those opportunities that I needed to learn something that would serve me well in my journey ahead. So the next time you find yourself stuck in a very difficult situation, something that feels challenging or perhaps a little bit intimidating, think about it as a game, and all you got to do is figure out the best way to win that game and score some points. You've got this, and it's all about adopting that mindset of looking for the opportunity instead of focusing on the challenge. Now let's go on to the second question, which is about choosing your response. Have you ever reacted impulsively in a difficult situation, only to regret it later? When you pause and ask yourself, how do I want to show up in this moment? Who do I want to be? You're actually giving yourself the power to choose your response. It's like tapping into the wiser part of yourself, the part that knows how to handle conflict with grace and integrity. By consciously choosing how you want to show up, you're taking control of the situation and aligning your actions with your values. It's all about being intentional and bringing your best self to every moment, to every interaction, and to every situation that you face in your life. The other day, I found myself getting frustrated with my kids because they were not getting ready to go to bed, and it was a school night. As I heard the frustration in my voice going up a notch higher with every word I was saying, I asked myself, is this who I want to be? Yelling at my kids, knowing that if I keep this up, they will just learn to tune me out eventually. That was not what I believed in. So I took a deep breath in, counted from 1 to 5. Then I softened my tone and turned it into a game. First one to brush their teeth will get tucked in by me. They both ran to the room and brushed their teeth immediately. I smiled to myself and said, now this is the kind of mother that I want to be. The calm, cool, collected one, relaxed and knowing exactly how to get her children to listen. Our third question is challenging your narrative. We all have stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, but sometimes those stories can hold us back. Now, when you ask yourself, what is the story I'm telling myself about myself in this situation? Well, then you're shining a light on the negative patterns and beliefs that might be limiting you. Maybe you've convinced yourself that you're not good enough or that you'll never succeed. By challenging these limiting beliefs and replacing them with more empowering narratives, you're rewriting the script of your life. It's about recognizing that you have the power to change the story and create a new, more aligned narrative for yourself.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now, in the work I do with single women who are struggling with love and want to find their special someone, I've noticed that many of them have this ongoing story in their heads, shaped by past experiences. These stories they hold so tightly onto end up dictating their beliefs about love. It's like they expect a rerun of past hurts in every new relationship that they dip their toes into. And guess what? These stories they tell themselves about love end up becoming their reality. It's a bit like a self-fulfilling prophecy. They stay single, closed off to love, because they're convinced it'll only bring more of the same old pain. This is the story they tell themselves about love, which becomes exactly what they experience in their reality. Now, the next question is about simplifying and streamlining. So if you find yourself making things more complicated than they need to be, you might want to ask yourself this question. Is there an easier way to do this? Why am I making it so hard? When you do that, you're actually getting to the root of the issue or the challenge that you might be creating for yourself. It's like questioning if you're trying to prove something, either to yourself or someone else. Often we make things more difficult than they need to be, and there is a hidden reason for that. By questioning our approach, we're decluttering our minds and simplifying our methods, allowing us to focus on what truly matters. Sometimes we make things harder because we feel the need to prove ourselves, but by streamlining our process and eliminating unnecessary steps, we free up time and energy to dedicate to the things that bring us joy and fulfillment. Now, I was working with a client the other day. She had a pretty bad injury and was pushing herself to do everything on her own, despite hobbling around on crutches. She was trying to prove to herself, look, I can do it on my own. I am independent and I don't need anyone. But sometimes asking for help is the braver thing to do, and it's so much easier than doing everything on your own. So by asking yourself, why am I making it so difficult? Why don't I just ask for help? You can often get to the bottom of things. Now, the last question has to do with confronting your fears. Fear can be a powerful force that holds us back from reaching our full potential. But what if you could confront your fears head on and reclaim your power? When you ask yourself, what's the worst that will happen if what I fear were to happen or come true? Then you're shining a light on the root of your fears. It's like peeling back the layers to reveal the truth beneath the surface. By confronting your fears and acknowledging the worst case scenario, you're taking away their power and freeing yourself to pursue your dreams with courage and confidence. It's about facing your fears with bravery and resilience, knowing that you have the strength to overcome any obstacle that stands in your way. Now, let me tell you about how I conquered one of my fears by asking myself this very question. Now, I had to do a talk in front of an audience of over 1,000 people. I was nervous, stressed, uncomfortable as the date of the event loomed closer. So I decided to sit down and do some work on myself so that I could feel more comfortable and confident about speaking in front of such a large audience. I asked myself, what's the worst that can happen if I get up on stage in front of so many people? Right away, I thought, I might say the wrong thing. And if I say the wrong thing, then I'm going to look stupid and others will judge me for it. So really, I was afraid of being judged if I said the wrong thing. This brought up a memory of being interviewed on live TV in Dubai over 15 years ago. I was asked a question during the interview, and unknowingly, I gave a politically insensitive answer, mostly because the politics of that situation was not directly relevant to me, though it was to others. And also, I was really nervous giving that interview. Now, I could feel everyone's eyes on me on the set, and my cheeks burned from embarrassment when I realized what I had said. When I walked off the set at the end of the interview, my friend who had set me up for the interview as a favor to me gave me a disapproving look, which made me feel even worse. It was like I had let her down. Well, now I had just figured out where my fear was really coming from. I did some work on forgiving myself for saying the wrong thing, recognizing that my intentions were never to offend anyone. And this situation also taught me a very important lesson about being culturally sensitive and respectful of my audience. Doing the inner work helped me feel more comfortable about going on stage and speaking. A week later, I was on stage in front of not just 1,000 people, but closer to 2,000. I rocked the stage and felt proud of how well I did. Fast forward a bunch of years, now I'm actually a speaker who gets on stages to speak. And if I hadn't conquered my fear all those years ago, which was rooted in a past traumatic event, I would have never allowed myself to find success in becoming a speaker, something I love to do, which feels very aligned with my mission and purpose. Now let's recap what we talked about on today's episode. We discovered the power of mindset shifts, exploring 5 powerful questions that can guide us from focusing on problems to uncovering solutions. These are the exact 5 questions that I often use in my sessions with my clients. We've learned that our mindset shapes how we perceive the world and influences every aspect of our lives. By consciously shifting our mindset, we can change the way we navigate challenges, the way we approach life, and ultimately, we can unlock our full potential. Because I know how valuable these questions that I've shared with you today are, I made you a cheat sheet, which lists all 5 of these questions and cues you on when to use them. To download this worksheet, go to www.sanayagurnamal.com/5-powerful-questions. That's sanayagurnamal.com/5-powerful-questions right now and download your free copy so you can refer to it any time you need it. You can also find it linked in the episode description. You've heard from me. Now I want to hear from you. What was your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Was there a certain question that resonated with you more than the others? Share your thoughts, insights, and experiences with me by leaving me a comment or sending me a message on our social media platforms. Don't forget to tag Project Loving Myself Podcast and Sanaya Gurnamal so we can join the conversation together. And if you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue on this journey of self-discovery and personal growth, subscribe to this podcast for future episodes. Share this episode with your friends, family, and anyone else who could benefit from a mindset shift. As we close, remember these empowering words. What consumes your mind controls your life. So let's choose to shift our mindset from being stuck in our problems to feeling empowered by the possibilities. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep shining bright and embracing the magic within you. You are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.